He doesn't check my boxes. So now what? Episode number 70. Welcome back to another edition of the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. Okay, this is the second day of Keep It 100 Girl Christmas. And I got another single dumb piece of inspiration for you all. If you're single and trying to mingle in 2017, you're in the right place. But we're going to be talking about those boxes, right? That mental list we make and those little boxes that we check or put an X right through it. What if he doesn't check all your boxes, but the biggest box of them all has been checked? One that you've never had checked in a long time. This is one of those conversations over din-din and drinks.
My bestie, bestie, bestie.
In one instance, this person who does not check on, and I've said it, but brings this thing that I've been lacking for so long, so fucking long.
So he doesn't check your boxes, but the biggest box has been checked.
We're having dinner and he would just, it's just, we would hold, like, just hold each other's hands, either I or he would, and it is just like, it's this intimacy.
That doesn't have to be always in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Right.
We would be watching TV and there would just be little kisses, like,
yeah,
smooches or whatever.
Right.
And that's what he brings to me.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's how it should be. You know, whether it's touching your legs, massaging.
Oh, yeah, so we, or we're watching the ball or whatever. I think he put his legs over my legs. Or when he said to me, I remember after my legs were, like, shaking.
Right.
And he just
would massage them.
Yeah, like, kind of put my legs over his and he held my legs.
Yeah.
I've always, I crave intimacy. Like, that's in my fucking DNA.
Yeah, you want to be touched.
With her ex, this was the background on the situation.
I remember doing some campaigns to keep, because he would tell his friends, oh, someone wants me to be more emotional. And I would just say, yeah, you're emotionally challenged.
But he equates that to being emotional, which is not related. It's just being in touch with your woman.
And, you know, being alone for so long, like, sometimes it's hard. Like, sometimes it's hard being just independent by yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, shit happens every day in life. Good things, bad things, or whatever. And you have to be strong for yourself. And sometimes it's just nice to curl up next to somebody and just...
and lean on them.
Yeah. And I remember I had a moment about that. Not with him, on my own, and I thought about it. Like, sometimes it's just so fucking hard. Just independent that way.
Yeah.
Having that person to just
lean on.
And
like, have them, like, curl up.
Yeah.
Yeah, curl
it's
up.
Like, you, it's like you're drained and you want someone to fill you back up.
Right.
And they just fill you back up with holding you.
But, you know, there's married people out there who have that person and don't have that.
I know, and I couldn't do that.
Right.
So what does that mean for 2017? For you, for me? You know, there's no perfect guy out there, remember? And for you LGBT folks, there's no perfect girl for you out there either. Don't let the list overrule the good qualities of each person that comes in your path. But also don't be a prisoner in your own home either. That's no way to start the year or even enjoy life. That's my inspirational gift for today. Tune in tomorrow for an actual real giveaway. Spoiler alert. Smooches.